5 and 10 from Skywatch TV for Tuesday, November 2nd, 2021. I'm Derek Gilbert. Before we start today, a quick update on Tom Horn. You know by now that Tom had taken ill last week and was transported to hospital in Springfield. He returned home on Sunday evening. Doctors were stunned by his quick turnaround. Joe Horn used the word miraculous, so we are thankful. Thankful for your prayers for Tom's quick recovery. He is at home now, and we know he's feeling better because we already see him firing off emails and adding stories to the website. So, again, we are grateful for Tom's quick turnaround, and again, thank you for your prayers and support. Topic number 5 today, COP26. This is the big UN climate summit taking place in Glasgow, got underway on Monday. This will attempt to put together a plan of action to save the world from rising temperatures, which is presumably our fault because we keep driving those SUVs. Well, the BBC, just days before the summit, British Broadcasting Corporation, found documents that showed that some nations have been lobbying the UN and its subsidiary, the International Panel on Climate Change, which has produced these alarming reports about the danger of rising temperatures, to tone down the need for urgent action to save the world. Some of the nations mentioned as lobbying the UN include Saudi Arabia, the world's largest petroleum exporter, not a surprise. Australia, the world's largest coal exporter, not a surprise. India has a need for more energy, and coal is the quickest and cheapest way to get that energy. China also is, they haven't said anything publicly, but just looking at their actions, they've started construction on more new coal-fired power plants over the last year than the rest of the world has shut down combined. So because of this higher demand and rising natural gas prices here in the United States, coal mining operators are doing great. Ironically, doing better under Joe Biden than they did under President Trump. Arch Resources, which is the nation's number two coal producer, has already sold every lump of coal it plans to dig out of the earth in 2022. And Peabody Energy, which is number one, has sold 90% of its output for 2022. So I guess we'll just have to put off the meeting the UN targets for a couple more years at least. By the way, President Biden, who is in Glasgow for this summit, stopped in Rome on the way. Now, looking at a map of the world, Rome is not exactly a direct line between here and Glasgow. So, carbon footprint. And the motorcade that took President Biden from the airport to the Vatican, 85 vehicles. According to eyewitnesses, 85 vehicles in the motorcade. I guarantee you these were not electric vehicles. You could tell by the photo that the limousine that carried the president was the Beast, the presidential limousine, which had to be transported from the United States to Rome on a plane. It weighs about 18,000 pounds, carbon footprint. Look at the actions of our elites. Don't listen to their words. Look at what they do. If it were so imperative that we change our actions now to save the world from climate disaster, would they be flying private planes, some of them hauling their own personal vehicles to Glasgow to talk about the climate? I don't think they would. Topic number 4, the climate cult. If you weren't already convinced that climate alarmism was a cult and not really a sober analysis of the science, we present Exhibit Z here. This is a new hymn published by the Presbyterian Church USA. The PCUSA, liberal denomination, has published a new hymn called "The Climate is Changing." Seriously, this is set to the tune of a very old, well-known hymn from the 18th century. Some of the lyrics, "The climate is changing, and we pray to you, Lord, for it hurts the poor first." And we now, in the United States, have drifted so far away from our core mission, which is making disciples of all nations, that we have a church that claims to follow Jesus Christ writing hymns about how the world is going to burn unless we pony up $150 trillion to John Kerry so he can appease the sun god or something. Topic number 3, COVID. Trials for a new oral vaccine, set to begin in South Africa next month. This is being developed by an Israeli pharmaceutical company called Oramed. They received clearance from the South African government to start patient enrollment in phase 1 trials for its new pill, which is called Oravax. This will run concurrently with a trial in Tel Aviv, which will begin as soon as the Israeli government gives approval. This is intended to be used as an initial inoculation or as a booster. Some advantages: it doesn't need to be stored at very low temperatures like the Pfizer vaccine. It has to be stored at minus 50 Fahrenheit and spoils quickly when it's outside because those mRNA molecules, those are really, really fragile. This pill not only doesn't require special refrigeration, it doesn't require specially trained staff to administer. It's a pill. You pop it. It apparently has produced antibodies not just against the spike protein, but several proteins on the outside of the virus, meaning if it works as intended, it may be more effective against new variants that are coming out. So we'll see how this progresses. This might actually be a vaccine worth considering. Possibly related to this news, American Airlines canceled or delayed more than 1,800 flights this past weekend, blaming bad weather and staff shortages. Now, to be fair, they had bad weather at Dallas-Fort Worth Airport, which is the hub for American Airlines. The company denying this had anything to do with its vaccine mandate for its staff. And we're wishing a speedy recovery to White House spokesperson Jen Psaki. Ms. Psaki is fully vaccinated and usually double masked, but she still somehow managed to catch the COVIDs. We wish ill on no one, so we do wish and pray for a speedy recovery. Topic number two, the nanny state. A Virginia nonprofit organization dedicated to protecting parental rights has filed a lawsuit against Virginia's Attorney General Mark Herring, challenging a new Virginia law that does not allow parents to consider religion when hiring a babysitter. This comes out of a case where a family adopted a daughter with some medical issues. So they've hired babysitters to help with her care for several hours each week, helping her get ready for school, driving her to and from school, and so on. But the family wanted the babysitters to share and support their beliefs as Christians. But the Virginia Human Rights Act forbids taking religion into account in hiring a babysitter. It even prohibits parents from mentioning this preference when they're advertising for a babysitter. Again, lawsuit ongoing. But in Florida, a story that's even more disturbing, parents there have filed a lawsuit against the Leon County School Board. These parents informed the Deer Lake Middle School in August of last year that their 13-year-old daughter was going through some gender confusion. Sadly, that's a more and more common story these days. She was undergoing counseling for the gender dysphoria, but so they gave the school permission to use a nickname, but to do nothing else. No other kind of social transition. But over the next month, unbeknownst to the parents, the school proceeded to call their daughter by they, them pronouns rather than she, her, and asked her bathroom preferences. Do you want to use the boys' room? And on an overnight field trip, asked if she preferred to sleep with the boys. Well, parents found out when they asked for more information from school officials. They were told that by law, only her daughter could authorize the school from giving out more information. The school gave no actual legal verification for this, but did provide documents that they had developed in secret, the transgender/nonconforming student support plan, in which the school district's policy literally says parents are not to be notified at all when a student tells the school that they want to transition. The school district's policy literally to lie to parents and hide their actions. This is what is meant when somebody says it takes a village to raise a child. What they mean is they want the village to raise your child instead of you, mom and dad. Fortunately, Florida's Governor Ron DeSantis signed a law in July that directly takes on policies like this, mandating that only parents have the primary role in making decisions like this for their children. Coming up, if you're watching the World Series, you might be a speciesist. I'll explain next on 5 and 10.
Now, what's interesting is that's the first time I know that the government has admitted that the phenomenon, commonly known as UFO, is real. It's not a figment of people's imaginations, and in most cases, it's not swamp gas or some of the other kind of stuff that Project Blue Book and the Condon Report years ago did, which has always been thought of as a kind of cover-up for the UFO phenomenon.
So SkyWatch TV's Defender Conference Countdown, featuring the world premiere of the new documentary, The Great Delusion, at DefenderConference.com.
Call now and take advantage of SkyWatch TV's most groundbreaking deal of the year. With the rediscovery of the ancient prophecies from a mysterious group of prophets and scribes hundreds of years before Christ, your understanding of end times prophecy and the final age of man is about to be forever changed. In Josh Peck's new book, The Lost Prophecies of Qumran, the veil is lifted as you discover how much of what you've been taught about Israel in the first century is incomplete. Shockingly, there were Jewish believers who knew exactly what to expect from the coming Messiah, that he would be God in the flesh, would die for our sins, and even the date of his first arrival. In Josh Peck's new book, The Lost Prophecies of Qumran, you will discover lost prophecies only recently discovered in the Dead Sea Scrolls about the time we are now living in, how the enigmatic group known as the Essenes formed and what influence they had on the New Testament, what hidden feasts and festivals the Essenes celebrated, and what messages the group left behind for believers living in the present age, how the prophecies of Daniel and Revelation fit within the Essene timetable, and how an ancient Jewish calendar actually predicts the prophetic significance of the year 2025. But that's not all. For the first time ever, you'll also receive Dr. Ken Johnson's massive three-book collection entitled The Ancient Mysteries of the Essenes, where Dr. Johnson compiles three of his most groundbreaking research studies on the Dead Sea Scrolls into one massive collection. In Book 1, The Ancient Dead Sea Scrolls Calendar and the Prophecies It Reveals, you will discover the secrets of the mysterious 364-day calendar used by the ancients since the time of creation and how it has been hidden until now for the appointed time. In Book 2, Ancient Testimonies of the Patriarchs, Autobiographies from the Dead Sea Scrolls, you will hear the previously hidden prophetic texts of such patriarchs as Enos, grandson of Adam, Lamech, father of Noah, Amram, father of Moses and Aaron, and even Enoch from the Book of Enoch fame. And in the most shocking revelation yet, Book 3, The Ancient Order of Melchizedek, you will learn astonishing facts about the enigmatic priest Melchizedek, such as why his priesthood was and is different from that of Levi, why the Messiah was ordained after the order of Melchizedek, and how the facts surrounding this mysterious order dramatically affect the theology and practical applications of our Christian walk today. This collection is an absolute necessity for any researcher's library and for those who want to fully step into the minds of the ancients and see the Dead Sea Scrolls like they never have before. Now you can get this incredible collection for your donation of only $35 plus shipping and handling. So don't miss out on SkyWatch TV's most groundbreaking deal of the year, the Lost Prophecies and Ancient Mysteries Collection, available now at SkyWatchTVStore.com. Order now or call 1-844-750-4985.
Item number one today, doing away with the bullpen. As we watch the World Series between Houston and Atlanta, People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals, PETA, is demanding that Major League Baseball get rid of the term bullpen and replace it with arm barn. Arm barn. Why? Because they said bullpen mocks the misery of animals and devalues players. In other words, it's speciesist. If you're not a baseball fan, bullpen is where relief pitchers will typically warm up before they come into the game to take over for a starting pitcher who's having a bad night, getting tired, or what have you. But PETA, once again, showing that there is no policy so silly that they won't adopt it if it gets them a little attention. And yes, I recognize the irony of the fact that I'm giving them attention. Well, SkyWatch TV's virtual conference countdown continues through January 15th. Do take advantage of it because the documentary film at the heart of this, Josh Peck's Great Delusion about the UFO, UAP phenomenon, and the alien abduction phenomenon, which really are separate things. The alien abduction phenomenon is actually demonic, not actually contact from with other civilizations. And you hear from experts in the field, both those who were actively involved in researching UFO, UAP phenomenon, Nick Pope, formerly with the UK Ministry of Defense, but those who have spiritual insights into what this is all about, the late Russ Dizdar, the late Chris Putnam, Tom Horn, L.A. Marzulli, Timothy Alberino, Pastor Carl Gallup, Stan Deo, many others involved in this presentation. It is a Josh has found his calling as a documentary filmmaker. In addition to that, 24 presentations, cutting-edge presentations from topics ranging from whether Bitcoin is the mark of the beast to, the occult origins of the modern ancient aliens concept. You can find out more, a complete list of the speakers, and sign up today. Take advantage of this. Binge watch on your schedule through January 15th. You'll find out more online at DefenderConference.com. DefenderConference.com. This week on Skywatch TV, the topic is The Great Delusion. Josh Peck joins Joe Horn, Tom Horn, and the Skywatch investigative team with an excerpt from the film. The question addressed in this excerpt, what are aliens? Are they fallen angels? Are they demons? What's the difference between the two? How do we know? You'll see a sample, a representative sample of the experts consulted in that film as part of this week's broadcast show, which you can find on our over-the-air broadcast thanks to our affiliate networks. The schedule is posted at skywatchtv.com/channels. But if you've got the Skywatch TV app for Roku or Apple TV, just click the remote. We'll broadcast for you right now, or even better, download our free mobile app to your smartphone or tablet, and that brings all of our video content, the weekly broadcast show, the new programs, Simply His, Return to Eden, and the Bible's Greatest Mysteries, along with Unraveling Revelation and these daily 5 and 10 updates right to your smartphone or tablet, whether it's an iOS or Android device or an Amazon Kindle Fire tablet. We have apps for all of those, and we have links to their app stores at skywatchtv.com. You'll find the link in the top menu bar where it says mobile app. Thank you for watching as we keep watch. I'm Derek Gilbert, and this is 5 in 10 from Skywatch TV.